Welcome to another episode of The Professor and the Princess. We're your hosts. This is Randy.
Hello.
And I'm Henri. And we're here to flip stereotypes. We want to interrupt societal norms. And we want to try to make people a little bit more open-minded.
Yes, we do.
About many things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we do this one conversation at a time. And we cover a mass of different topics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yep. So today... Yummy.
So
drum roll.
Excited.
We are talking about white privilege.
What's that?
What's happening? Is it real? Randy, what is white privilege to you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
No.
Oh my God.
I'm so lying.
Tell me, like, what has been your experience with white privilege? What do you know white privilege to be?
I mean, let's just start out by saying it is real.
Mm.
So for any white people who are listening and say it's not a real thing, you would be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because I've seen it my entire adult life. I've witnessed it. I've watched it. It is the idea, and again, this is my POV on it, that by the virtue of your white skin, you are able to do certain things in the world as you navigate life that would not necessarily be afforded to people that are not white.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Period. I've watched it play out with things ranging from going shopping in a store,
mm-hmm.
then going back to that same store with a black friend, and now security is literally following us around the store.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that with my eyes. I have heard people say and do things that are absolutely astounding to me. I can't even get into some of these examples because they're so awful. But what is most infuriating to me is this idea that so many white people deny this existence, that it's not a real thing, and that it's just black people whining about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, really? Because I don't think that's what it is.
Girl, open it up.
What do you think? I mean, from your perspective, I don't think it's as simple and cut and dry as what I just said, just based on conversations we've had. So I want to hear what you think.
Yeah, you know, I listened to what you just said there, and I think that those are behaviors and results of mm-hmm. white privilege.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if any white people are jumping around celebrating white privilege, it's not a good thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Because of how you receive that privilege. And I'm sure that even the word privilege, if it could speak for itself, it would be like, get the fuck away from me because this is ridiculous, because
mm-hmm.
it's based on, you know, you taking from other people. So that whole idea of white privilege or the results of it is the result of, you know, taking away from other people. And I think that's the thing that we need to lean into when we look at this whole idea of white privilege. I'm challenged with the whole phrasing of it just for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because privilege leans to a more positive, you know, understanding or, you know, connotation, right? Where it's not leaning to something negative. And to me, it screams negative. And like you said, you talked about the results of it. I have a challenge with it too when folks use it as an out too and experiences too. Like, well, it's white privilege and that's just kind of what it is, Henri. That's the world we live in. And I'm like, I think it needs to be challenged. And I think that white people in general need to understand when we say white privilege, that it means where it comes from. That's the kind of thing that I lean into.
So how does one challenge it?
I don't know. The same questions, you know, the same thoughts that I just shared right now, right? Is that how did it come to be? Okay. So we're saying this is a privilege, but how did it come to be? And are we okay with the fact that it came to be based on slavery and harming people and disenfranchising people? And I don't know how that will change how people feel about it, or the fact that, is it valuable? Do you think that white privilege is valuable? Let me throw a question to you.
Valuable to whom?
You tell me. If
no,
you hear
I
the
don't.
Word value, is it not valuable to white people?
Well, of course, having any privilege in any regard is valuable, right? I mean, I'm saying theoretically, for example, if I were to interview for a job and I have a better chance of getting that job because of the color of my skin, then of course that's valuable to me.
Is it valuable though?
I think it is. Why? I mean, how is it not? Because it gives me an edge or an upper hand against you, in theory. Again, I don't know that that's necessarily the case, but it gives me the opportunity to get something that I want that you also want.
Is it an opportunity or is it?
a job?
Because the thing that I get caught up with is this whole idea of that it takes away from quality. It mm-hmm. takes away from giving people a fair chance. Mm-hmm. It just like bulldozers past all of that.
Yes.
Right? So it's truly not an opportunity more than it's just a given. And that's the thing that I think is like problematic is this whole thing is that it's not a fair experience.
No. I agree.
And I think that so the thing is this, is I connect white privilege to power, right?
Right.
Immediately goes to this place of power. Mm-hmm. And it's a power that's taken. It's like, it's a power that overpowers people, right? Everyone. And that's the thing that I lean into the negative aspect of it because I think that we don't. I think that we just kind of throw it around and just put a pin on it. Once we say, oh, it's just white privilege. That's the issue I have with it, that we don't talk about where it's from or lean more into how it came to be.
Yeah, I mean, it does kind of link up with socioeconomics and money and power for sure.
But I think that poor white people still have white privilege.
I don't disagree with you, but I think a lot of poor white people would.
Of course.
And they would see it from the perspective that the reason that they are where they're at is because other situations are in place to help people who are not white, and they feel resentful of that. You know, quotas and affirmative action.
That's kind of dying now.
DE&I, right, all that stuff. Exactly, you know, exactly. Whereas I'm with you, that's just an excuse for your own inefficiency or inadequacy, as far as I'm concerned. But it's worth having a conversation, don't get me wrong, but it's not debatable.
Right.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
And so as a white person, the impetus on me, or what I feel is my obligation, is to make sure that other white people don't dismiss it. Mm-hmm. And when they do, they hear why they're wrong from me.
Right.
I show up to that conversation.
Which I live for, right?
Every time.
I was going to say another reason why we're friends.
Yeah.
It falls into the whole recipe. I'll flip the script right now and think about my blackness, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about white privilege in relationship or in relation to me being black, right? The fact that white people don't have to worry about the police pulling them mm-hmm. over and the possibility of them being murdered,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a privilege. I think that you're lucky as fuck. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we've gotten to this place is because of white people, like kind of setting that up to be that way because white folks are in leadership roles or mm-hmm. managing these different areas. I think the fact that, you know, white people don't have to walk around a store worrying about security following them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a privilege. I don't look at it that way because of how it came to be, mm-hmm. right? You know, mm-hmm. so that's the thing I get caught up in when it comes down to this whole idea of privilege because of my relationship with the word privilege.
Right. I think you're really dissecting the word versus what it really symbolizes.
The results, exactly. Because right. the results are based on taking something away from other folks, including right. respect.
And I think a lot of people thought, white and black and everyone, that once we had a black man in the White House,
Ciao.
That it would all change. And we saw straight up, it didn't change at all. Because then we had another person in the White House who couldn't be more of an example of white privilege.
But if that's an example of white privilege,
I don't want it.
That's what I'm saying. Like now, and see, that's why I appreciate, and I know people are going to hate to hear me say this, but I appreciate that reveal because then you're able to see like, this is the torment and tyrant experience that we can have when a privilege is negative.
Or distorted or misused.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Abused.
Yeah.
All the things across the board.
Totally.
So it becomes this whole deal of, you know, how like white privilege is showing up, how we look at how we experience it. And then I think about black folks that I talk to about the white privilege experience. And they're like, you know, some older folks are like, well, that's just the way it is. And then I have younger people who are just like, yeah, it's a thing. And I don't think we'll ever get past it.
I would like to think that that's not true only because, as you know, I have a daughter in her 20s.
Yes.
And I really do see a difference in her generation. I can say a lot of negative things about this generation, the Gen Zers. Hmm. But one thing I've seen time after time is much less interest or emphasis on race, culture, religion, sexual orientation. They really do seem to accept one another better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping with each passing generation that it gets a little bit less intense to the point where it doesn't even matter at a certain point. I mean, after you and I are probably in our underground condominiums.
Yes. But it will be furnished and the decor will be fabulous.
Of course. But seriously, like, I think it is getting better. And if, even if you compare you and I sitting here to 50 years ago, this wouldn't be happening. Right. So I do think we've made tremendous progress, but so far to go.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the important thing is to acknowledge, I think part of the experience to me of where white privilege and the whole terminology and discussion fails is just to give people the platform to understand what it means. I think a lot of people hear those two words and just poo-poo it and say that that's not a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Without really thinking about real life experiences that they have may have had that are perfect examples of it. I, you know, as I mentioned in a previous episode, I didn't mention this, but the person that I dated for a few months was Black, and I learned so many things being out in the world with him in a way that I had never experienced before. And it was, you know, in the relationship on multiple occasions, he would say to me, "I don't understand what you're getting upset about. That's just how it is."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Is it?" He's like, "Yeah, you just never saw it before because you weren't here."
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like what you said to me in a previous episode about when I felt persecuted and you said, "Welcome."
Mm-hmm.
So I think part of it is the ability, and this is, by the way, a directive to white people only, to be more empathetic and to really try to think about what it is like to be in someone else's shoes. I don't think we do enough of that. I don't.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's a real, so this is a thing. I'll flip the script a bit as well. And to show this example of privilege, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
Having conversations with my Black girlfriends, I've found the privilege I have as a man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And kind of how we navigate. I found privilege, the privilege that I have as a Black man in a certain or specific socioeconomic level, status, physical, you know, financially, lifestyle, etc. And I have to say, not that I've gotten here based upon hurting someone else, but I can see how others are hurting at different levels who may not have the same privilege.
Yes.
And that acknowledgement makes me move through life and through the world in a very different way, that I am giving back and paying it forward, right? And on the flip side of the experience of white privilege, I've been to one of your classes and I spoke to the class. I've spoken to a lot of classes in different schools. I do a lot of talkbacks, a lot of panel discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And my charge always to the white students, white leaders, is that it's your job with your privilege that you change the scope of things, that you make sure that environments are diverse, that equitable measures are met, and that they're inclusive as well. So I think that's a part of it. So because white privilege is a thing that exists and we're not taking it away, it, like you said, it may, you know, dissipate or dissolve at some point way down the line that we're not going to be here to see.
Mm-hmm.
However, while it's here and we have it, I'm like, well, let's use it to the best of our advantage to make sure that we're moving the needle forward. So if you have this power, and this goes for anyone, if you have the power and privilege, that you're using that in the right way in order to make sure that spaces are, that people who are affected by, I don't know, I'm trying to think of different things, right? You know, the idea that they're not included in different ways that you're using your power in order to move that forward.
Yeah, and I think that's a really great place to wrap up this episode. I will just add again, because I think it's so important, you know, for anybody who is white, it's more than your obligation. It's your responsibility to make sure that you show the same empathy, compassion, kindness, caring for everyone, even if they don't look anything like you. I just can't say that enough. It drives me insane. So I apologize for the soapbox, but I really, really, really mean it. So thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Professor and the Princess. We talk about anything, so send us an email and let us know what you want to hear about. We embrace any topic. You can reach us at theprofessorandtheprincess@gmail.com. you should also follow us. We have YouTube, we have Instagram, we have Facebook, we have TikTok. The Professor and the Princess is our handle, so you can find us there. Share, like, subscribe, review. Just get in touch with us. Tell us what you think. Do you like what we're doing? Do you hate it? Tell us it all. Tell us all. Thank you again, and we will see you next time. Au revoir.
Au revoir, guys.